first job was being a diesel fitter at a pantyhose factory. And as they came off the line, I would hold them up and say, yes, diesel fitter.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Back in the 1980s, when dinosaurs still roamed the earth, I worked on a children's magazine called Young Pilot. This was before the internet, before faxes and texting and copy and paste. If you wanted to copy and paste, you used scissors and glue, and that's what I did. As art director, I saw that photos were snapped and cartoons drawn, that a typesetter set type and printed out sheets, which I cut and pasted onto large four-page signatures that were photographed, turned into metal plates, and popped onto a Heidelberg printing press. And then, suddenly, in about 1987, most of this vanished overnight. Magazines were designed at the click of a mouse. Technology marched forward, and some jobs didn't. Before computers, there were, humans. Most were quite useful. If people worried that they might oversleep, they hired waker-uppers to shoot peas at windows or tap the glass with long poles. Alarm clocks rendered waker-uppers obsolete. Pin setters were hired in bowling alleys to reset bowling pins after they'd been knocked down. Then came the strings and automatic systems that reset the pins. Pin setters vanished. People called computers, calculated figures, and crunched numbers by hand. Then the calculator arrived. They were huge and expensive, and today you can buy one for $3.99 that'll do just about anything, maybe make coffee for you. Long before the printing press, scribes would copy manuscripts and other documents by hand. We owe much to men called sophers who copied the Bible word for word with meticulous detail. Hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus, Jewish scribes created copies of the Torah and other Old Testament books employing the following process. They only used clean animal skins to write on and bind manuscripts. The ink was black and of a special recipe. They spoke each word aloud while writing. Each and every time they wrote the most holy name of God, Yahweh, they first wiped their pen and washed their entire bodies. Each manuscript was reviewed within 30 days. If three or more pages required corrections, the entire manuscript had to be redone. If two letters touched each other, the document became invalid. Imagine. After Jerusalem was sacked by Rome in the first century, this process was lost. But documents were still passed down, transcribed, and translated. In 1948, the oldest manuscripts of the Old Testament dated back to around the 10th century AD. Then, a Bedouin shepherd boy, chasing a stray, discovered some scrolls in a cave near the Dead Sea. I laced up my sneakers, by the way, one day and climbed up to that cave. The manuscripts dated between 100 BC and 100 AD and contained every book of the Old Testament except Esther. Most fascinating, these ancient documents were almost identical to the 10th century manuscripts. There were minor scribal errors, but nothing that changed the central message. If we apply the standards that historians use to evaluate historical documents, even the most hardened skeptic must admit that the Bible is head and shoulders above any other document when it comes to accuracy and reliability. There's no book like it. I have seen it transform hardened criminals into gentle followers of Jesus. In my lifetime, I've seen elevator operators and door-to-door encyclopedia salesmen vanish. In 2004, Blockbuster Video boasted over 9,000 stores. As we record, Blockbuster has one store remaining in Bend, Oregon. Times change, things come and go. Thank God the Bible will never be obsolete.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."